You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Just as law or medicine can be family trades, if your last name is Foote, chances are strong that you'll be in the play business. At least that's the case with both Daisy and Hallie Foote. They have followed in the footsteps of their father, Horton Foote, who wrote the Pulitzer Prize-winning play The Young Man from Atlanta, as well as screenplays for To Kill a Mockingbird and Tender Mercies. Daisy's latest play, Him, just opened last week to wonderful reviews at 59 East 59 Theaters in a primary stages production, and it stars Hallie Foote. And I'm delighted it brings both of them back to our show. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Nice to be here.
So I throw this out to both of you. Did you ever consider doing something other than going into the theater, into the family business?
I used to think about being a lawyer because I wanted to go into politics, but that was a very long time ago. So
she would have been really good, too. I didn't kind of know what I wanted to do until I was about 25, and that's
really
when I decided to start acting.
Yeah. So that's fairly late.
Mm-hmm.
But did growing up watching your father at work make it seem attractive or something that you preferred to stay away from?
When I was growing up, he was very much out of the business. I mean, he was still writing, but it wasn't as though we were witnessing him being in rehearsal or any of those things. So it was all very foreign to me. So it wasn't until I was about 17 when he started coming back to the city and producing plays that she was in, or his own plays at HB Studios, that I started to become aware of it.
So. Because although he'd had some success before,
I was so young then.
Harrison, yeah. Texas, he moved the family to New Hampshire. Because so the two of you grew up in New Hampshire, right?
Well, actually, I'm 9 years older. So I was 16 and basically told him he'd ruined my life. Because I shifted from one big high school to this little small rural high school. And I went to the University of New Hampshire, and I was in high school for 2 years. But then I kind of flew the coop and moved to Boston for a while, and then I started studying acting.
Yeah. Although New Hampshire seems like such an odd place for a Texan to move to. I can understand New York or even the environs of New York.
I think his goal and my mother's goal was they just wanted to get as far away from the business as possible. And they loved antiques and they loved old houses, and it sort of fit the bill.
Did he encourage the two of you to go into the family business?
Well, he didn't sort of encourage so much as that when we decided we wanted to go into the family business, he was delighted. He never sort of discouraged us at all. In fact, he reveled in it as soon as we said it's what we wanted to mm-hmm. do.
Yeah. Well, in your case, Hallie, you appeared in many of his mm-hmm. later plays. He must have been pleased that somebody who understood his work so well would appear in them and do so well in them.
I think it pleased him. And I think it was kind of a nice surprise because I don't think he necessarily thought that that's what I would end up doing in terms of even acting. But he saw me in an acting class do a play of his called A Young Lady of Property. And he was working on the Orphans Home cycle at the time and said, I found my Elizabeth, which is the character based on my grandmother. So that was kind of great to have happen.
And did you feel that because you grew up in that household that you understood the work better?
If you pick
up a play by Tennessee Williams,
sure.
You think, oh, gee, this could have been written by a relative as well.
Yeah, I think certain plays resonate. I think if they're well written, they resonate more. That's why I love doing actually Daisy's play. I think it's a wonderfully written play, and the characters are so finely drawn that it's easy to kind of act in them.
Like your father, Daisy, you've created a fictional town. His was Harrison, Texas. Yours is Tremont, New Hampshire. How would you describe Tremont?
It's a small New Hampshire town in the southern part of the state that it's no longer small, but it was small at one time, and then in the 80s was transformed because of the computer boom into sort of a suburb, of Boston. And that's sort of what I am obsessed with in terms of this town is those changes and how the demographic changed and how it affects the people who grew up there and are from there and all those things, yeah.
Do you live there still or nearby?
I go up there quite a bit. I still have friends there, and so I usually go up several times a year, and sometimes I spend very long periods of time. And In fact, I just got a Facebook message from a classmate of my brother's, because my brother and I, we were the youngest, so we spent quite a bit of our childhoods there. And he asked
and
me.
And you didn't feel as like your life has been as disrupted as hell?
No, because I within a week of moving there, I started riding horses, so all was well. So, but no, anyway, this fella sent me a Facebook message saying that he, asking, is this based on so-and-so and so-and-so? And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, it still influences me. And I now live in the Hudson Valley of New York, and I think I was drawn to that area because it reminded me very much of where I grew up.
Well, the importance of land is a key factor in this play. When the brother and sister, Henry and Pauline, discover they've inherited a mountain their father bought, which they never knew about until the will was read, mm-hmm. Pauline embraces developing it with a glee that reminds me of what happened in your father's dividing the estate.
I know. And I can honestly say to you that I wrote this play, you know, I started writing it about 5 years ago, and I had seen a production of Dividing the Estate in the 80s, but it wasn't in my mind at all. I mean, all of my plays are often have something about development or that. So it was a coincidence, but a happy one. But I know that this, I think some people were like, oh, she did that just because of that. But it wasn't.
Well, it's not an uncommon situation.
No, it's not at all.
No.
Well, we hear about from him, their father, who it seems neither Henry nor Pauline knew very well, through entries of his journal that they both speak to the audience through the play.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
You decided it was important to have his voice in there.
Yeah,
as well?
I mean, I don't, you know, it just, I knew that there, I wanted to have this sort of, this father who he's dying, in the first act, he's upstairs dying, you know, and you never see him. And I'm not quite sure that the journal entries came from, I mean, he's obsessed with nature. And he, while the children were growing up, he's been spending a lot of time out in the woods and the mountains, and they didn't realize that. And so I had to figure out a way to sort of convey that to the audience.
Well, he gets the title, and he's a strong presence, mm-hmm. even though we never see him.
Mm-hmm. He's a very strong presence.
He is, yeah.
And he dominates, I mean, in the sense that these children and the way they are formed, I think, by this man that you never see. And you get a sense of it through these journal entries. But there's a side of him that's revealed that they are never experienced, really. And I think the son sort of ends up having this connection with him as a result of these journals. And the daughter, of course, is a different thing altogether.
Well, your character, Pauline, seems so hungry for all the things that she never had. She might seem very materialistic or almost ruthless, but then again, you manage to show other sides of her and make her sympathetic on some level.
Well, I think there's a very human quality to Pauline. And, you know, early on, she's left with the responsibility of two brothers, one who's mentally challenged and a kind of a remote father. And she takes on these roles and they have nothing, or so she thinks. And so when this other thing is revealed, it's understandable why she has the reactions she has, I think.
Daisy, did you always know that the father would be present in the play? Was it always him?
I knew that it's sort of based very loosely on somebody that I grew up with, and he was a very remote person to me as a child, and so out of that, and spending a lot of time as a kid walking in the woods and walking around my house in the country that I have, my husband and I have now in the woods, I just started thinking that this is what he is in love with, is that he can not relate to his family, but he can relate to nature. And so I wanted him to be a presence, but I didn't want it to be a play about, you know, where you have the sort of traditional, the father and the kids get into an argument and you did this to me and you did that to me. And I wanted to sort of have, there's a sense that something doesn't get resolved. That was very important to me.
Oh, didn't want to have them yelling at him in his bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
With him not being able to answer.
Exactly.
But that he so clearly dominates them, even though you never see him. And I also think when you hear these journal entries read, you know, there's a beauty to nature, but there's also a kind of ruthless quality about it. And there's an order, as he talks about. And it can be unsettling in some ways as well. You know, it's not simply just
it's not just about the bucolic aspects of it. It's about, he loves nature because of how cut and dry it is.
My guests are Daisy Foote, who wrote Him, which is now at the 59 East 59 Theater at 59 East 59th Street in a primary stages production through October 27th. Hallie Foote is here. She stars in it as Pauline. And Hallie, you were in Daisy's first off-Broadway play, mm-hmm. When They Speak of Rita back in 2000.
Yes.
And your father directed that.
Yes,
that was
yes.
really a family production.
Yeah, it was. It was great.
Do you see a difference between the two plays? That was a fairly long time
well,
ago.
Well, it's different. It's interesting because I was thinking about that the other day. Rita and Pauline are different, but they have similarities. And Daisy writes about these women that are kind of strong, but then there's this sort of vulnerable underpinning to them and this sort of fragile thing that is always sort of revealed. And sometimes I remember thinking of a line in Rita and a line in this play, and I thought, wow, they even sort of have these same sort of worldviews. So anyway, it's been a joy to work on both of them.
And prior to Him, you starred in a production of three of your father's plays called Harrison, Texas, mm-hmm. in the same theater.
Yes.
This gets very incestuous.
It was a tough slog, let me tell you. It was rehearsing in the day and working at night and no day off for 3 weeks, so that was hard.
What were rehearsals like for this play?
Oh, I love them. Evan Yiannoulis is our director and just a joy to work with. And it was wonderful. And Daisy was there the whole time. So it was kind of, we had the writer in the room and can't ask for more than that.
Now, Daisy, I'm sure everybody assumes that your father was the major influence on your life, but there must have been other playwrights.
Yeah, I mean, I always hesitate saying this because I want it to come up, doesn't sound silly, but my agent always says about me and another writing client of hers, she said, we'd be better off, we've been born in Ireland. And I'm very much attracted to the lyrical playwrights. And certain Irish playwrights. And I'm also a huge fan of as most of my father's, of Alan Ayckbourn's. And so, but I love plays that sort of have a simple premise to them but are underneath very, very complicated.
And your father's work often was compared to Chekhov's.
Yes.
And I'm assuming, I can't imagine any playwright coming along today who writes realistic plays who doesn't look back to Chekhov as an inspiration.
No, absolutely, yes. In fact, I just I taught at the Swanee Writers Conference this summer, and before I started teaching, I reread all of Chekhov's plays, sort of, you know, good thing to talk to your students about. So,
you done any Chekhov, Hallie?
I haven't done it. I've just worked on scenes and things, but I've never done a Chekhov play. No.
Your father directed When They Speak of Rita.
Mm-hmm.
Had he read Him?
Did he know the
play? He saw a reading of it.
He saw a reading of it a couple years before he died, I mm-hmm. think, because we had my first reading was just a really rough reading at my agent's office. And he came to that, so that was nice. And he read it and talked to me about it as well separately and gave me a little advice. So, yeah.
One of the, I guess, nice things and also sad things about being in these kinds of productions, primary stages, is mm-hmm. that they have limited runs.
Right.
Yes.
this goes to October 27th, and then something else will come into 59 East 59. Mm-hmm. But are you going to leave it with sadness?
Oh, absolutely. I love working on plays, and the longer I get to work on a play, the better for me, because I feel like you're always uncovering. And once you open, all the kind of scary stuff is out of the way. You know, the critics have come, and it's sort of you get to kind of relax a little bit, and then you get to discover new things.
Actors always tell me that they don't read their reviews, but when it's in a play by your sister, are you more likely to read it to find out what the critics thought of the play itself?
Yes, that's absolutely true. I read these reviews. I don't like to read them, but if it's my sister's play or my father's play, I kind of feel I want to read them. So.
Well, Daisy, it couldn't have hurt too much to read the reviews.
No, I actually really try to avoid them because I made a mistake the other day. There was a Google alert on my phone, and I happened to – there was a blogger gave a review that wasn't that kind, and I thought, okay, this is why I should stay away from this. I've heard secondhand through my husband and my sister that they've been very nice, so that's
great. Reviews have been great.
Yeah.
And our audience has the rest of this month – to see it.
Yeah.
Because it runs through October 27th as a primary stages production on 59 East 59th Street at the theater is 59 E 59.
Yeah.
Hallie Foote stars as Pauline in Daisy Foote's Him. Thank you both so much.
Thank
for
you
being
so
on
much
show,
for having us. Really enjoyed it. Yeah. Thank you. It's great to see you.